mix with On the Beat.
See what you can do.
Welcome to E-Society Podcast.
Hey, hey, what's up? It's the Zisu back again, and this is episode 129, an E-Society special, Toy Fair 2019. But before I go any further, he's a vintage collector. It's the Nez.
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. Sorry about the two different episodes, but we just had a lot to cover, and we didn't want to give you one four-hour show, so...
They're good episodes, though.
Yes, listen to both.
I definitely recommend checking them. Yeah.
As well as the Zisu's NBA check-in that just dropped on Anchor, but it's also on Apple Podcasts and all the other ones. Just look up Anchor, E-Society, and you'll find it all there. We're going to talk about some of the stuff that we're excited for coming in 2019, dealing with collecting. They're not just toys for some of you that just they play with toys. These are collectibles. So for me, most of it's not coming out of the package, but oh man,
for me it is.
Yeah, so just start off with the Funko stuff, man. There was so much revealed. What did you see that caught your
There's a ton. We can kind of just knock them out real quick one by one. First off, Kiss was their first reveal. I know a lot of people wanted those Kiss. I think you were among them, right?
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, everyone. Yeah, man, I missed the first go around, and I'm excited for these new batches that are coming out. They're totally different molds.
Yeah. So. Yep, new molds. The Gene Simmons, he's got a torch in his hand. He's got his tongue out. We got the, you got to forgive me, I don't remember the names right off the top, but the drummer has his drum kit in front of him. I think that's the first time they've done that for a pop. And then the other two are actually kind of similar, except for the one just has his one unique star over his eyes, and then the other has like kind of two. The one with the one star, though, he looks like he has more lace on him, though. What are all four of their names?
You're killing me. You don't know one. You can't name two of them?
Well, isn't one of them Star Child?
What's their names?
Well, Gene Simmons, I said that.
And?
Star Child, right?
That's not, he goes by that, but that's not his name.
Oh.
You're killing me here, man. You know,
I'm not the Kiss fan.
It doesn't matter.
I said I was.
It doesn't matter. These guys are history, if we'll say it that way. Everybody that doesn't know Kiss, leave the country.
It's good that I knew what I knew.
This is an all-American rock band that everyone should know. I am a part of the Kiss Army. I came on board in the 70s. Destroyer was my first Kiss album, which I fell in love with them. Didn't know who they were. All I was fascinated by was how they looked. I was like, whoa, what the hell is this? So I threw in an 8-track tape. You don't know what 8-track tapes are. You guys are way young. But anyway, I'm looking at a picture now. It says Funko 2019 New York Toy Fair. The first one is Gene Simmons. Yes, you described it with the torch and his tongue's out. He's got the classic. This is, I would say, vintage Kiss. Probably the 70s look. I don't know what the other ones look like. The first go around?
Yeah, they're all pretty much actually near the same mold. That's why these are cool. Those ones are actually more, they look near the same. So this one, they're getting each one a unique mold, a unique hair. Yeah.
No, these are. I'm looking at them now. These are totally different from the first go arounds. They have mouths.
Yeah.
Or for three of them, the drummer.
Right.
Okay, I'm starting from the top.
For the drummer.
I'm going to quiz you. Not in this episode, later down the line, when out of nowhere, so you better know who they are. But I'll give you the star I'll give you the star child one. Ace. Gene Simmons, which is awesome. I love this mold. He's the demon. Star child is Paul Stanley. He's a guitar player, rhythm guitar. I like his mold compared to the first mold. The first mold, I mean, those are cool and everything. I love them. I would love to have them, but I know they were vaulted, but there wasn't much detail. Going by what Gene Simmons is going to look like with his new go around, the first one looks like really simple. They didn't really put much detail into these.
Right.
Next one is Ace Frehley. He's lead guitar, Space Ace. Or they call him Spaceman. He's got like a million different names. I like his. And looking at his first mold, it's really, these ones are a little more detailed than the first go around. I do like the Catman, Peter Criss. I do like his older mold because he's wearing the, I would say the Destroyer. The first go around were the Destroyer era, because I can see Gene in his silver dragon boots, which are awesome. I would love to have that one. But yeah, like Zitsu said, Catman Peter Criss, he's gonna have his drum set in front of him, which is awesome. And you know damn well, Kiss is owned by Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley. Ace and Peter are, there's a lot of bad blood going around. Just look up Gene Simmons and Ace Frehley had said some stuff, but I understand what Ace was talking about with the band and everything, because it's.
Happens
to me. Kiss is more of just a brand right now. I mean, it's still a band. They're on their farewell tour right now, which I'd love. I mean, I went to their very first farewell tour. Maybe it was farewell to Ace and Peter, but they kept going on years and years after. But these new molds, I am definitely getting these. Are these just gonna be regular out in the wild, or is this gonna be like a 4-pack con exclusive?
No. These are going to be wide release, multiple stores, so that's good. And for what it's worth, I was actually going to guess that he was Catman. So I guess you got to give me that. I'm not the biggest Kiss head.
It doesn't matter. These guys are like, this is American history. You should know everyone's name. Can you name all the Rolling? Well, they're not American bands, so I'll give you that one. But Kiss is an American band. Everybody should know who Kiss is.
Speaking of an American band, another one they're doing, NSYNC. Can you name all five of those guys?
Chris Kirkpatrick, Justin Timberlake, Joey Fat One, Lance Bass, and
the other one.
Joey, Lance, Chris, Lance. See, he never really did it. I don't know what's his name. Hey, I named four of them, and that was.
I'm like on their.
What is that guy's name? I'd probably know it if you said it.
I'm on their Instagram right now, trying to find their names. I don't know the last one either. I knew Fatone and. Timberlake, of course, and then Lance Bass, like you said, J.C. Chazes.
Oh, see, I wouldn't. I was thinking something else. J.C., okay, that's sounds...
okay. Justin, J.C., Lance, Chris, and Joey. So Chris.
I already Chris said that. Is the one. I said that. Chris Kirkpatrick.
Oh, okay. So J.C.
is the one. Yeah, he's the one that I have no... I know this is supposed to be about toys.
With all that being said, to put it towards these, you gonna pick up any of these? I was gonna pick up the Fatone, but then he has the red hair, and I was like, oh, because I eventually wanted him to put with the Jokers, and maybe I still will, but I was like, oh, red hair, darn it, he doesn't have red hair anymore.
Well, he did when they were in their heyday.
Yeah, darn it. This is their, is this their, what was that with, they were with the strings? They were puppets. What was that song? You remember?
I don't know, dude. I couldn't even tell you one NSYNC song.
Bye, 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 bye.
Is that what it's called?
Maybe.
Jeez, I don't know. I don't know any of theirs.
We're killing it.
I'm trying to find a picture of them. I can't. I put in NSYNC pop. I guess I should put Funko Pop instead of Pop Funko.
Well, what I'm going down is the original Funko Instagram. I'm kind of going from there. Just to round out, and we can kind of just group them all up, and if you want to talk about any of them individually, the rest of the music ones they announced, Jade's going to be really hyped. Obviously, I sent her all the pictures. BTS, they're getting released, all seven of the guys, single, and then a seven-pack that's exclusive to Barnes & Noble. The Backstreet Boys in their all-white outfits. Migos, the three Migos. And Post Malone is getting his. Oh, and Johnny Cash is getting two. One with the guitar on his back and one with the guitar in the front. I don't know which one I like more. I know I want one, but that choice is so hard. I might just have to get both when it comes to Cash.
I like more the one with the guitar on his back.
Yeah. Tough choice. They're both cool.
Okay. Finally, I was spelling instant wrong. This is, I guess it would be that era, or maybe, I don't know. See, Tiga would know. She's laying a baby down, but
we can come back to it.
This is the earlier years. It's not the the Pop Odyssey. I think that was their last tour.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, okay, whatever. Cool party. Whatever they're getting theirs.
So yeah, you up for any of those? NSYNC, Johnny Cash, Post Malone, Migos, Backstreet Boys.
Why
BTS?
Does he get one?
Who? Post Malone? I don't know. Honestly, I don't really follow the guy. I know he's been around for a couple of years, and then he had that song, and I know you liked it off the Spider-Verse soundtrack.
I'm not hating on his music. I'm like, why does he get one before?
I know. Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. There's so many.
Why doesn't like New Kids on the Block get one, or the Monkees, or there's been Beatles, hasn't there?
Yes. They did an early wave, but they're definitely due for another one.
Which
Beatles was early on. Their molds are, you can tell, they're early pop.
Which Beatles?
The
Mop Top ones, the Sgt. Pepper ones.
I think it's Sgt. Pepper era.
Oh, those garbage ones.
You want Mop Tops?
Yeah, I want the like how they first when they came out.
Right.
Or I'll even take the one when they turned into hippies and all that. That'd be cool. But
right.
I wasn't a fan of the Sgt. Peppers and all that other stuff. But
There was a rumor that we're getting Wu-Tang this year. RZA, GZA, Ghostface, Meth, all of them, all dirty. But it's a kind of surprise because it was in a lot of people's guesses coming up to Toy Fair, and surprised it didn't get announced.
The ones I'm most surprised for are these Jaws ones. These Jaws ones are awesome. We're getting Chief Brody, we're getting Quint, we're getting Matt Hooper, as well as two different molds for Bruce. Regular Bruce, just normal with his mouth open, and the other one is with the air tank in his mouth. So these, I guess,
yeah, I want that tank.
These are gonna be the supersized pop. So,
yeah.
Are these gonna be just regular ones, or are they?
Yes.
I assume maybe the tank one will be exclusive.
Yeah, the one with the tank in his mouth is either gonna be a store exclusive on their site, or a con exclusive. But because like I saw a video of them on display at Toy Fair, and you could see there was like a special logo next to the one with the tank, but like they cut over it on the video, so you couldn't see what it was. I get the feeling it's actually going to be Funko Shop, their online thing. They usually release a new one Mondays, and their main one is Wednesdays. They do Wednesday releases. So,
well, I'm going to be up there pretty soon. When is Emerald City? Whenever that is.
Nice.
And I'm definitely going to go over to the headquarters again.
Yes, and, that's awesome.
Hopefully these are out by then, or at least the Sharks. Those are the ones that I'm going to shoot for the most. I figure we'll find these other ones out in the wild, but the Shark, especially the one with the tank, that's the one I want.
Right. How about Sanford and Son?
Those look cool. I mean, I'm down for those. The other one I got really excited for was the Pet Cemetery one. We got Gage. Gage and Church. I take it this is a two-pack, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, because they love... That's actually, I love the pops where they add a little something to it. And yeah, no way that's just a single release.
But, I do like this mold of Gage and he's in his little jumper suit and he's got his scalpel and he's got blood patches all over him and his skin is a little gray. It's not regular flesh tone and he's got a little it looked like a scar in the movie, but they're adding blood to this, so that's cool. And Church with his yellow eyes and his mouth looking all fierce and his fur all spiked up and he's got blood on his head too. So that's pretty sweet, man. I love this mold. Out of the Jaws mold, I'd say, I mean, I'm a huge fan of Quint. I love him. I love how, Matt Hooper, he's got his beanie on in his backpack from when we first see him, the film. And, one of Chief Brody is, probably like the classic scene of Jaws, other than the chick gets Chrissy gets sucked down under the waters. He's got his little frying pan, his little chum bucket, and he's got his smoke sticking out. So that
I love the detail of the cig. Yeah. They could have easily forgot that, but it's awesome that they added that.
I mean, these guys really did their homework with these. Yeah. Man, they're awesome molds. I love them all. Oh man, do you have any idea when these are going to be out?
Most of these will be out, March, April, May. Most of these will be released basically before San Diego Comic-Con, because that'll be their next big reveal of stuff for the rest of the year.
Keeping it with Jaws, stepping away from Funko a little bit. There was also, announced at the Toy Fair. I'm not too sure who makes it, but there's a Jaws board game. Ravensburger, whoever that is, I assume that's the one that put this out. It's a game of strategy and suspense. If you love these, there's a lot of games out there. I think the one that I want right now is The Thing that came out a little while ago. But it's basically like a card game, card and dice game. I have no idea how to play this one, but it totally looks pretty sweet. Anything Jaws, I love. I do have the Jaws Yahtzee game. I picked that one up a while ago. So, but this board game, I love these games. But okay, it's right here. It says the starting price is gonna be $30. So, all right, whatever. For a board game, you're mainly paying. Oh, excuse me, I just ate everybody. You're paying more for the name Jaws and. Keeping it with Jaws, I don't think this was released at the toy fair, but Jaws Unleashed, Unleashed in new images from the video game Man Eater. okay, this is just a Man Eater shark game. I thought it was Jaws, but okay. I'll read more up on this. It said Jaws in the headline, so that was misleading. So. That's got nothing to do with it. But yeah, man, what are the other Funkos? I know there's Adam's Family line coming out.
Oh, yeah. Those look great for me. Cousin It is probably my favorite of the bunch. I know you said you were leaning towards that Morticia. How about Wednesday? I know she's the go-to for you with the memes.
I do like her. I mean, I like that she's holding her doll, her headless doll. So that's pretty sweet. Pugsley looks the one. Are you looking at actual The animated ones or the actual molds?
Looking at the little, it says concept subject to license or approval.
Okay, that's probably why they're just, these aren't the actual molds. Because I know the Jaws ones, those were more computer-generated molds. So, yeah. But that's pretty much, if it's not exactly like that, it's close to it. But yeah, I understand the license agreement. These are just concept drawings, but they still look cool, man. If they go with how these concept drawings look, man, I'm all for them. I don't know about all of them. I love Morticia. I'd probably just shoot for her, and maybe Wednesday. I think Lurch is a con exclusive, isn't it? I think, unless I read that wrong.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. That's cool.
What con, do you know?
I think I could be wrong here, but I think it might be the Emerald City.
Speaking of that, well, I'll tell you about it later because they sent me an email saying you can start putting your names in the Funko drawing.
Oh, there you go.
I can't remember how we did it last year because I know you entered all that for us. I don't remember. You'll have to read into it.
Sure. No doubt. Yeah, another one I'm really excited for. Been wanting it for years. They always said it was like a maybe, but now they finally have concept art and they're showing it, and we're that much closer to it. I'm glad it's happening. One of my favorite shows of all time, Community, is getting a wave of six. They're missing two, but they are making Abed, Troy, Annie, Jeff, Senior Chang, and Shirley. They're missing Britta, though, and they're missing Pierce. So Chevy's Pierce, too, by the way. So, but I'm obviously 100% in that. It's one of my favorite shows of all time. So I'm glad they're making that. And speaking of another one of my favorite shows of all time, I was the hugest fan of it, especially in its early season. Season two is still one of my favorite seasons of all time of any TV. The Office finally getting pops. They're doing Michael Scott, Dwight Schrute. They're doing Kevin. They're doing Jim, and Jim's getting a chase where it's not much of a chase. It just has a book written on his face, and then they're making Pam. So that'll probably open the door for the rest of the cast of The Office, though. So,
hey, I'm on the Funko Instagram page. They have the molds for the Addams Family already.
Oh, yeah. I'm saying I know they were there, but I'm just looking at what they shared on their Instagram.
Another one I'm after would be Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
The champ, Cassius Clay. Yes. That one looks pretty sweet.
The champ is here.
That's Cena. is that Conor McGregor next to him?
Yeah, but that one, he's already actually got a mold, so I don't know if that's a new one. But I know he's had a release before, so that might. Sometimes they do that.
I know. Whatchamacallit? Yeah. Big Bang Theory's finally. Have they had any before?
Yeah, they had a wave before, and it was crazy. I saw it everywhere, and then like all of a sudden, you know, you couldn't find anywhere, and then both Breeze and Chris, they're fans of the show. They wanted it, and those first waves like shot way up in price. So these are definitely in demand. There's obviously more detail here, and some of the characters that'll be their second mold. They've done, you know, different things to them, the spacesuit and whatnot. I know you said you just wanted Blossom, right?
Yeah, that's the only one I want. See, Office Space is getting some. They've never had any before?
Yeah, and those are actually hitting shelves right now. Those are out right now, yeah.
I only want What's-His-Face with a stapler.
Oh, nice. Milton, right?
Yeah, Milton. He's the only one that I want. Or
yeah,
those the other two guys, Michael Bolton and...
Yeah.
Was it Samir?
Yeah. Oh, did you see how they're releasing that? It's a two-pack, and it comes with the printer, the fax machine thing. So that's amazing.
What are these other things? I see the Ghostbusters. Are these?
Yeah. Oh,
mystery minis.
Ghostbusters got a huge release. And one of them, interestingly, was Venkman with the little like Ghostbusters house. And this is the first time they've done that. And if you have any interest in this right now, I'd say go on Amazon and order it. Right now, they're only charging $15.99, and this thing is at least going to be like $30 when it comes out. So, and they don't charge you right now on Amazon. So, yeah, if you have any interest in the Ghostbusters house with Venkman, it's totally worth it. When I saw that was the price, I was like, why not? And they don't charge you till it comes out, too. So,
I like the Mystery Minis, the one of Rick Moranis's character. I don't remember his name. He's got that little pot on his head.
Yeah.
Or that little colander with all the, the little gadgets hooked up to it.
Yeah. That's the problem, though, with Mystery Minis. Almost never can you get it unless there's like one big character amongst the smaller characters. Like the one I was able to successfully figure that out for was last year they had. The Infinity War ones, and I was after the Cull Obsidian, the Black Dwarf character, and that was 1 in 72, and I was able to find him just because I felt like he weighed the most. I could have got tripped up because they, I guess the Hulkbuster could have been near the same, but it was clear which one weighed the most. When they all weigh the same, it truly is anything could happen.
The mystery minis are these? I don't. What are the other ones? The bigger. They're not pops. They're not mystery minis. The Cheech and Chong is getting some.
Vinyl.
Yeah.
VYNL.
Is Jaws? Do they have their own?
Not of that I know of.
Are you on the Instagram page?
Yeah.
You see the Jaws? This doesn't look like a mystery mini.
No, yeah, it looks.
It looks like a vinyl, or whatever you said they were.
Right.
It looks like one of those because you can see them in the background.
Yeah, I see. I see what you mean, but no, I think that's the actual pop. I'm seeing, the tank.
But those
the way they cut the picture, it's like you can't see. A little tag in front of it indicating where it's going to be.
But all right, well, if that's the pop, that looks cool, but I don't know. I thought it was one of those vinyl ones.
Right. Yeah. One they saved for the second day. They revealed almost everything the first day, but one of the second day reveals that was really cool was the Spider-Man Far From Home pops. We got Spidey kind of in a crouching selfie position, throwing up the peace sign. One of his stealth suit. It looks like there's a store exclusive where the stealth suit has the goggles popped up. There's one where it comes with where he's like attached to the wall. So with as many different Spider-Mans as there have been and movies and pops, it's interesting, you know, they have to keep trying to find different interesting poses because they can't just release the same standing one, you know, nobody's going to want that. So you got to keep switching it up. But Happy Hogan, John Favreau's character is finally getting a pop. Happy he's getting it, but he has the big check in his hand. So for me as a photographer, that kind of limits the photo ops for him. You can't have him, you know, trying to recreate Iron Man, you know, 1, 2, 3, and he's just holding a check. So, and then Zendaya's Mary Jane, she's getting one too. So that's cool. They didn't reveal the Mysterio. You know he's getting one, and it's probably going to be a regular release and then a store exclusive with whatever version isn't exclusive. It'll be the reverse of with the unhelmeted, or if that's the regular, and then the helmet, it'll be the exclusive. So one way or the other.
Yeah, there's so many of them coming out, man. We're getting, we're even getting Otter Pops. They're just concept drawings.
So excited!
We're getting.
I can't wait for those Otter Pops. I gotta bust in to talk about those. I don't know about you, but
hold on. But look,
I grew up with those characters.
We'll go like, back. We'll
I
go
got
back.
Hyped.
We'll go back real quick because we're a half hour of Funko. Jim Henson's getting there. There's a bunch of Pez dispensers. Looks like Disney and Star Wars is getting theirs. We're getting Street Fighters, more vinyls. Hellboy's getting one. Super Troopers is getting. Forrest Gump, Beverly Hills Cop, Caddyshack, Pretty Woman, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy. There's two of those, and one of them's a Chase. What else? Oh, this is the one I'm so excited for. Xena, the Warrior Princess. She's finally getting hers. And
Hercules.
That show was garbage. I guess there's a ton of other ones. But I think some of this is anime that I have no idea.
Yeah, we don't have to talk about that.
The alien ones, I mean, those look cool. They come in with vinyl packs as well as keychains. Looks like Ripley's getting two, as well as the Xenomorph. There's a blue and a black one. The blue one is a specialty series.
Yeah, that means comic book stores. So.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Out of those, I'm maybe just gonna get the Xenomorphs. I love those. Men in Black is getting them, four of them. Two different versions of what was Will Smith Agent
K? Yeah. K and J.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
One's a limited. I assume that's at the store, limited edition, and the other one's a two pack with Frank. So that's pretty sweet. And who was Tommy Lee Jones? Who was he? Jay?
I think actually he's K, and then Will Smith is Jay.
All right, I don't remember those little aliens that were in the coffee room, but he's getting a two pack with that little alien, and then Animal Mother from Full Metal Jacket. What's his name? Wilson Fisk from Daredevil. That actor's right. Name?
Not, Vincent DeFario.
Yeah, no, he wasn't Animal Mother. I was thinking he was Pyle in Full Metal Jacket. He's getting his, but he was is when he's taken over by the alien because he's got looks like maggots or worms coming out of his mouth or whatever. No, whatever those whatever those tentacles were that came out of his mouth when he scared somebody. But
what's going on here?
Like, yeah,
when he's talking.
These are all looking cool, but back to the Otter Pops.
Hyped.
How are they going to look? I mean, are they going to look how they look in the picture?
Yeah, I mean, it's just concept art, but yeah. I mean, the interesting thing in the little art mock-up we got here is the... Bring it up again. Where'd they go?
They just look how they look on the actual Otter Pop box and the
They're missing the blue one though. So far,
I don't even know their names.
Yeah, I remember it was like Sir Isaac Green. The one is Poncho Alexander the Grape. Yeah. It looks like the orange one because she's the smallest. It looks like she's getting the little dog with her. So the red one has a box. The green one, he's got the little periscope. Poncho's got his poncho hat, guitar, and then Alexander's in his toga with the like leaf headdress thing. Hyped.
Yeah,
grew up on them.
I never really paid attention to them. I just ate them.
Yeah.
We still get them.
Well, I always wanted the blue one, too, and that's the one that they're not making. I bet they are, but it's probably going to be like a shop exclusive or something.
Anything else before we move on to other crap that was there?
No, not farm. Oh, wait. Yeah, actually, one thing. Regarding Funko, because about one of the things I want to talk about before we're done is the Hasbro and the Star Wars releases. But on one of the Star Wars pages that I follow, they had a image from the Funko catalog, and they just had logos for the stuff that's coming, but they didn't have images to share. But we're getting, and a lot of this is like, of course we are, but Frozen 2, Avengers Endgame, Star Wars Episode 9, It Chapter 2, Aladdin the live action one, Artemis Fowl, The Mandalorian, Fallout 76, Men in Black International, and Missing Link are all coming this year. So, but they just didn't have actual models to show for any of those.
A lot of it, the stuff you were showing me was all the vintage stuff.
Yeah.
So, and if you guys remember what I said on our last, or I think it was the one before that, we were talking about Star Wars stuff. I mean, I was saying that that's what everybody wanted, and somebody must have been listening, because that's all they that's all they showed.
Well, you know what's interesting, though? Everything was, like, titled vintage, even if it wasn't. I don't know if you saw this one wave of vintage where one of them is a Lando from Solo, one of them's a Praetorian Guard from Last Jedi, one of them's a Stormtrooper, it says Rogue One. Was one it, of them's a clone trooper, it's Revenge of the Sith.
But did it have cool looking...
It's got that classic, the black carded base with the image on it.
Well, that's what you want. Like I said, you wanted something cool, not whatever the Solo one was or the Last Jedi. It was just plain. It didn't stand out. I mean, when you put the vintage logo and all that in the black cardboard, I mean, it just looks that much better. So... I don't know, man. That's just what I think, because when you look at stuff, I mean, it would look cool on your wall, not just how they look. The picture you just sent me, these look like are the ones that are already out there.
Yeah, I mean, they have ones like that, but that's the upcoming new wave.
See, because if you look at the Solo and the Praetorian Guard, those are just the ones that are out there. And look, take a look at the... the Han and the Stormtrooper outfit, that looks awesome. Look how that the packaging looks how the logo looks. That looks way cooler than what these other ones look like. So
right,
collector wise for me, vintage collectors, we're gonna go over all these. We'll probably pick up those other ones, but we're gonna shoot more for the ones that look like that, because that packaging looks cooler.
Yeah, and the thing is, with these compared to the normal line, you may have noticed in the past few years, ever since at least 2015, the Force Awakens year, that the standard basic figures these days, their arms don't articulate. They only will go straight up. But these vintage ones, they actually have arm articulation. So that's kind of like the big deal about this Lando and the Praetorian. They've released other Praetorians and a different Lando, but they didn't have arm articulation.
Yeah. I'm not taking mine out of the package, so I don't really care either way.
Yeah.
but these with these Black Series ones, the only one that stands out to me that I think would collector wise is the Stormtrooper or Clone Trooper, whichever this one is. I can't read that. What does it say under it? Under Star Wars?
Oh, it's 41st Elite Corps Clone Trooper from Revenge of the Sith. So he's kind of got the gray scale along with the white.
This Luke Skywalker looks cool, but I don't like the animated drawing. It don't even look like Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. The
other one,
they usually have a hard time capturing Mark Hamill's Luke. They struggle with him. They struggle with Oscar Isaac's Poe Dameron, as I mentioned last time we were talking about collectibles. There's certain characters, they like nail it, and you're like, damn, that looks just like him. And other ones, it's like, who is this?
Well, you guys are hiring the wrong artists, because I've seen some artists, Instagram artists, man, that can
nail it, look
just like a photograph of them. Man, come on, you guys, step it up, Disney or Hasbro, whoever Hasbro, Disney, one of them. You guys,
Hasbro, get better. Hasbro, it's under, you know, they answer to Disney now, but yeah, it's still Hasbro that's doing the sculpting.
Get better artists, because you can't even tell that's Luke,
right? Yeah, That's funny.
Any other Star Wars stuff?
Yeah, just a couple others. One interesting thing right now, if you're interested in anything as far as it goes with Hasbro releases, I definitely recommend finding something you like and buying it on the Hasbro. They got a new website they debuted at this toy fair, Hasbro Pulse. And they're doing a thing until the end of the month. It's free shipping to the end of the month. And then if you buy something, you get like whatever, I don't know, Pulse Elite status, something you qualify for where they hook you up with free shipping for the rest of the year. So I went ahead and ordered the Bossk Black Series. I've been wanting him. They reissued him. So I ordered him, and it was basically the same price you'd pay at the store. It was free shipping. And then, like I say, they hook you up the rest of the year. So figure even if I only use it once or twice more the rest of the year, that's one thing that usually holds me back from ordering a lot online is the shipping. When the shipping is like $8, $9, $10, I'm like, ugh. I'll wait until I see it in the store.
Anything else Star Wars?
Yeah, they released that 3¾-inch scale Jabba's Tatooine skiff vehicle. It's pretty cool. It'd go perfect, especially if you're getting that barge. I really wish I was, but I wasn't in the spot financially to get it, so maybe one day, but I can't imagine what it'll be going for on the secondary market. I think it was like at least 500, if not more, it was going for that barge. But yeah, they released a skiff to go alongside with that. That's up on the Pulse website, and they actually have it up on Amazon right now. And like I said earlier, Amazon, you can put the pre-order in now, and they don't charge you till it ships, and it's not shipping until October, maybe September. So anything else? They had a few other like cool skiff guard related stuff. It's cool that they're like really leaning into that for people that want to hook that up. And the last thing I guess I'll mention from Star Wars as it's concerned to Hasbro is the Star Wars Celebration figures. They are releasing Darth Maul and Obi-Wan Kenobi on card backs like they looked in 1999 when Episode 1 came out. And they added the effect of making it kind of holographically glossy. So that's cool. The Maul is a repack of when they first started the Black Series. So I actually have him. I have him unboxed, obviously. But it's still cool looking. But the Obi-Wan, if they had released that one before, I must have missed it. As far as I know, I think that's actually just a fresh new Black Series sculpt. So yeah, they're the 6-inch scale, but yeah, they're also their own big, huge cards, and they come out at Celebration 2019. Each of them will be $24.99 each, so $5 more than they normally are for the being the con exclusives that they are.
Is that it?
Yeah, if you get the chance, you can pick up both of them, $50, or you think you might just each? Get one, or it's 50 for both.
Oh, I thought it was $50 each. Oh, the like, hell no!
No, 50. No. $24.99 each. Maul and Obi-Wan.
Probably just Maul. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah,
I don't know. Most likely, if I'm right there in front of me, I'll probably grab both. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, it depends. Cool to me,
it just depends on how long that line is. I am not going to stand. I'm only going to be there for one day. I'm not going to be
right.
I'm not going to waste my whole day.
No, don't do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, if I get them, I get them. If I don't.
If you don't, they're actually going to release again in October, but without the cool card back. They're going to release in regular Black Series packaging. So you could have another chance at the figure. It's just special packaging for
I would want the celebration packaging, not
right
just some regular. You can get it at the store,
right? I think that'll do it for Star Wars releases. There wasn't many, but I I was probably most excited about the Pulse thing, because I know later on in the year we obviously got Episode 9 and Mandalorian, and that way if I don't find something locally, they can have it right on the site. They sounded like the idea was going forward. It's funny, you and me were just talking about this, but as far as like what Targets get and Walmarts get, they're actually only going to focus on sending the most popular characters to those locations. Your Kylo Rens, your Reys, your Mauls, you know, Fett, Vader, but then other side characters, Hux, Paige, Rose, sadly, characters like that, Snap Wexley, all these like side characters are actually only going to be on their website, the Pulse website. So it's funny, we were just talking about it and then they made the announcement.
Yeah, I mean, we're sure. It just depends when all these come out and how they release them. Because sometimes, oh, this is what's coming, but you got to go to the other side of the world to get them. That's, yeah. Nah.
Right.
I am a Super 7 guy, and you guys all know that. There was a ton of stuff released. For you Masters of the Universe fans, I'm sure you guys are excited about the releases that they showed. Other than Prince Adam and all the regular ones. If you were the little small figured Masters of the Universe, they did acquire the molds for the regular size ones when they first came out. So those are cool. There's a whole bunch of those coming out. The only one I really want is the Orko. I was always a fan of him. But they are coming out with Masters of the Universe. I think it was 1988, 87. I can't remember the year that movie came out. They're finally coming out with those molds of Adam, He-Man, whatever you want to call, Skeletor. And I cannot remember the name of this monster. It was a character just made for the movie. It wasn't in the shows. I thought it looked stupid, but okay. I mean, they made a he's coming out with his own figure, so all right. I wouldn't even stay clear of that one. I do like the mold for Skeletor. Frank Langella, if you guys don't remember, it looks awesome. I like that, but these are going to be pricey, so I probably maybe not. There's two Skeletors from the movies coming out, the regular looking one and the one after he turns gold and he's got the big, huge gold helmet with horns on. I never was a really fan of that Skeletor in the film, so most likely no for me. But I do want this, the He-Man one, the Dolph Lundgren one. It doesn't look like Dolph Lundgren, but I mean, I do like the detail in it and his arms, his knees and everything. All those bend. I like his armor and his cape. It all looks cool. Of course, it comes with a sword. So those ones are pretty dope. I also do like this this mold of Conan the Barbarian. If you got any of you Conan fans, this is the Conan from the very first issue, number one. Marvel release, so that looks pretty sweet. I wonder how they got that deal with Marvel and everything. I'm sure it was a pretty pricey deal for them to acquire that license. Looks like Turtles is coming out with something, but there was nothing that they showed. For you Troma Toxic Crusaders fans, they're coming out with a new Toxie. If you guys remember that cartoon, it's not going to be released until September 19th. There's also a Voltron, which, ooh, that looks awesome, but I'm not paying $40 for it. Right. I love this Toxic Crusader, a Toxie, but I wasn't a fan of the Toxic Crusader cartoon. It was cool. Troma made that Saturday morning cartoon for the kids, but I was always kind of like, well, if they were happy and about this, and then they want to know where Toxie came from, they can't watch it. So
yeah.
That movie is like super hardcore. I mean, I love Toxic Avenger, Melvin the Mop Boy. I love just the very first. I have them all, but the first one was my favorite because that was my introduction to Troma. I do have a Toxic Crusader, the first go around of them. I found a loose one at a yard sale. It's somewhere in all my other figures, but this Toxie is 35, 7-inch deluxe figure, 35. I love Super 7, but these things get pricey. There's also an announcement of Snake Mountain, if you guys remember that. That was Skeletor's lair. They're doing pre-orders right now. It's not coming out until May. Okay, I was never a Snake Mountain guy. I was more of a Castle Grayskull, but hey, man, it's got to have his too. This looks like a totally different mold. It doesn't look like the one that I remember when it first came out. But all right, cool, whatever. All the other, there's some other things. I don't know what these are. I mean, these are something totally different. They look like knockoff He-Man ones, but. Yeah, the Voltron, it's him already formed. It's just one solid piece. It's not, you can't break up the Tigers together to form Voltron. I didn't like that one. I mean, if you guys remember that back in the old days, they had, you could buy the separate Tigers or Lions or whatever they were. You can buy them separately and then piece it together. It didn't look right. It just looked too bulky and everything. I know it would be hard to make it look like how it looked on the cartoon, but the standalone ones, it is sweet. If I can get a deal somewhere, I would pick it up, but I'm not going to go out of my way to get it. Other Super 7 stuff, man, there's more Alien, a new wave of Alien figures coming out. A lot of the stuff, some of these pictures that I'd seen there, this is stuff that they already have. That you can pick up in the store or order online. But there's some new concept artists or art of the new Alien waves. I think those look pretty sweet. I was on that page. I lost it. Where are we? I can't remember. I'll have to go back and look up for the Alien ones. But some of these new ones that I am super hyped for, these are concept ones, and these are reaction Super 7 exclusives or releases. They live. They're coming out with I think there's going to be three figures right now. The late and great Rowdy Piper and two of the aliens. A guy in a business suit and a lady in her dress, and they just have the alien-looking face. Basically, when Rowdy put the glasses on, you can see how they look. These are cool. I'm getting Rowdy. I mean, you guys know we love, my family and I love the late and great Rowdy Piper. So we're getting, I'm going to get two of those. I want one to hang on the wall and one to open. It'll be on my desk with my other Rowdy stuff. These look pretty sweet. It looks like they're coming out with some dolls, but I'm not sure if these are Super 7. They might be NECA, because I know NECA is coming out with a whole wave of stuff, because these dolls I'm looking at right now, I can't really say who's putting these out, but there's a Freddy Krueger from this is the new Nightmare Freddy, the last, not the remake, the very last in the series, Wes Craven's new Nightmare. I liked the movie, I just didn't like how Freddy Krueger looked. We got this. I'm getting this one for sure. We got one of Mrs. Voorhees, how she looked in the end of Friday 13th Part 3. That one looks pretty dope. More They Live figures. Those look pretty dope. These are the big dolls. And speaking of that, there was more. I'm gonna slide into NECA right now. These alien ones, these look pretty sweet, man. We got new predators coming. With these predators, some are from the movies and some aren't. They're just like their own crazy looking predators they made. There's some new aliens coming as well.
Are they making the predator from the end of the movie, not necessarily even the predator, that suit?
I have not seen any of those. I mean, I'm not. They're not showing any pictures of it right now. These are just, we're getting a Parker. figure, so that's pretty cool. Parker was Yaphet Kotto from the first film, so that one looks pretty dope. But the things that got me hyped the most that are coming from NECA are the more horror figures, mainly Halloween. We're getting Halloween 3 figures. Yes, I had nothing to do with Michael Myers, but these ones look awesome. And also, you fans of that movie Trick or Treat, we're getting Sam, the little guy, little pumpkin guy with the little sack over his head. But NECA is coming out with the three kids from Halloween 3, the ones that are wearing the mask. Got the witch, the pumpkin head, and the skull mask, but there's a kid dressed up in a skeleton costume. It says right now pending license approval, but if these are not the final molds, they look awesome. The pumpkin head, he's carrying a little trick-or-treat bag, so that looks pretty dope. The witch, she has a paper sack, and I can't really see what the skeleton guy's holding, but these look awesome, man. I cannot wait for that. But the other big thing that's coming out, there was two NECA figures that I'm just, you guys know I'm a fan of those, and I'm getting those no matter what. They're coming out with Halloween 2, Michael Myers Halloween 2, if you guys remember how he looked. And he's coming with three different heads that you can change, knives, hammer, and a syringe. Sorry if you hear a crying baby. My grandson's not feeling good. He's catching what I got, so.
Oh, no.
But the thing about this Halloween 2 mold of Michael Myers, I wish they would. There is a mask. If you guys remember the film, I don't know if you do. There's a character named Ben Tramer. He was the one that Jamie Lee Curtis, Laurie Strode. None of this it matters anymore with the new Halloween. But in Halloween 2, there was a Ben Tramer guy. He was dressed up. When they were looking for Michael Myers, he had a Michael Myers mask on, but his was blonde, and he ran out into the street when they were chasing him, and he got run over and hit by a police car and hit a van and burned up to death. They have his mask, so I guess you can put that on the Michael Myers body, which I think is stupid. I think Ben Tramer deserves his own figure, but that's me. But it's right. Awesome that they're showing a love to Ben Tramer, so that's cool. So the legend of Ben Tramer lives on in this new mold that NECA's putting out. It looks awesome. It looks just like the how he looked in Halloween 2. His neck looks a little big, but it's all right. His jumpsuit, I love the bullet holes that are in his chest. Those look amazing. It also comes with a If you remember the beginning of the film, there's a pumpkin that splits open and there's a skull in it. It comes with that. Like I said, a syringe, a butcher knife, and a hammer. With these heads and the detail of Michael, you can see his eyes. The head that's going to be on the figure, which I hope it's on, because there's pictures of here of it, and I hope it's the one when he gets at the end of the film, he gets shot in the eye, and he's got these blood these blood marks coming out of his eyes, look like tear streams. I hope that's the head that's on the doll, not the regular looking mask. So that looks pretty awesome. There is also a Laurie Strode on how she looks in the latest Halloween. She's getting her own. And there is another one that I'm super hyped for. I cannot find it right now, but let me look it up really quick. It is another Jason. Well, it's not Jason. It's actually, if you guys remember, the heck is that? Friday the 13th, part 5, A New Beginning, the imposter Jason. We've had many different molds of him. But this one is the actual, this is the mold of Roy. He was the actual copycat killer. And he's got his mask. NECA is also putting this out. He's got his jumpsuit. He's got the blood mark when he got hit by the tractor. And if you guys have seen the film, I'm about to spoil the ending for you. After he gets killed, when he falls off, he gets his hand cut off and he falls off the top of this barn and onto this bed of spikes. His hockey mask flies off. And you could see that it was an imposter, Jason. He's got like a plastic mold. It looks like a bald head. And you can see the actor's face. I cannot remember the actor's name, but the character's name was Roy. So I love, I'm so happy this, they, like I said, they've came out with other Roy figures. Sorry if you hear my grandson crying. But this looks amazing. I cannot wait for this one. I mean, you guys know I'm a huge Friday the 13th fan, and I have to have this one in my collection. Comes with a hockey mask you can take off. He's got a butcher knife. He's got a road flare. He's got this big, huge spike, a machete. It looks like a Bowie knife, I think that was a railroad spike, those hedge clippers, and a belt that he strapped around this one guy's head and basically broke his nose and like smashed his skull into a tree. I love all the accessories that come with it. This is a 7-inch. I do not see a release date when it's going to, just says shipping date Q2 29. I don't know what that is, but I know you can pre-order this. I'm just going to wait. Usually Target gets them, so I'm going to pick it up there. But this is definitely one that I'm the most excited for out of everything that NECA has dropped for everything. Other than the Halloween one, I went to a big explanation of that. But this Jason or this Roy figure of NECA, I cannot wait for that one. What else was there? I know there was other stuff, but these are just some of the stuff that I got super excited for. I know Ghostbusters right. is coming out with some new stuff. There's also some new Transformers in the works.
Yeah, big Ghostbusters year between all their releases.
Was there anything else that stood out to you?
One thing I forgot to mention when I was talking Black Series. There's another wave coming out this year. Some really good characters in it from Rebels, Ezra Bridger. And he has his helmet with it. Really good detail. The pouches on him and the vest. The face sculpt is a little iffy, but, you know, being an animated character, you know, what are you going to do? Also from Rebels, Chopper. And his is really cool. He's, like, blasting off. And also has lots of, like, arms coming out from him. And then these are the ones I'm really excited for from the comic series. She started in the Vader series but then got her own series, Dr. Aphra. She's got her and the killer droids, 000 and BT-1. They got a release last Comic-Con and I really wanted it, but it was a little pricey. I wish I would have got it, but it's cool. They're actually making them in Black Series style, so the 6-inch, the bigger scale, and they're going to be wide release. So, yeah, the 000, the, like, evil, basically, C-3PO, he's got all the little, like, kind of torture instruments coming from his fingers, and BT-1's got all these things popping off him, little missile launchers and stuff, and Aphra, she has a removable helmet with goggles and everything. Cool looking. Definitely, those are must-haves for my collection.
I found a better picture of the Sam from NECA. For you trick-or-treat fans, it's going to be an 8-inch scaled cloth action figure of Sam. You can take his mask off. He comes with a little sucker little pumpkin sucker he was chewing around on. Also comes with a little burlap sack. This figure looks awesome. I mean, the detail of his little pumpkin face when he takes his mask off looks awesome. I cannot wait to pick this one up as well. And I forgot this one. It's if you guys are fans of that movie Nightbreed, the cloth action figure also of I can't remember his name. It was one of the serial killers. I remember that. That one looks pretty sweet. The detail on that looks awesome. There's a 6-inch scale Toon Terrors. There's four of them. I don't know if these are separately or if these are going to be I guess they would have to be separately. There'd be no way it'd be one big box, because if that was, I'm sure it would be super pricey. But I'm all about it. We got a Freddy Krueger. These are all like they're the animated ones, so it looks pretty. Freddy Krueger looks sweet. Jason is a must. You guys know I'm getting that. This is the part three Jason when he first gets his hockey mask. You get Pennywise, the Tim Curry Pennywise, not the new movie, but they are giving the new movie one as well. I would get the Tim Curry Pennywise as well as the Jason Voorhees. But if I can get all four, I get all four. I just want the Jason the mostly. This one looks pretty sweet, man. They're coming out with a Rodan figure, 7-inch. Looks like there's something under him, a clear plastic holding him up, because you can see Rodan in action flying. So that looks pretty sweet. Also, there is a. This is all for the new Godzilla. The new Godzilla film's coming. They're coming out with a new Godzilla figure. He looks cool. He's mainly all blue because his back is all lit up, as well as the flames coming out of his mouth. That looks awesome. I love Godzilla, so most likely I'll pick it up. But I think the last Godzilla one that I picked up was the one from Shin Godzilla. That was a Japan release. So my buddy was over there in Japan, and he picked one up for me. But as far as NECA, those are the things that out of the 3 days that came out. There's a couple Predators, but I love Predator, but I'm not that much of a Predator guy. So if I get him, I get him. If I don't, I don't. I can live without him. But these, the Halloween and the Friday 13th ones, those are the ones that are must-haves for me. So I know there's other ones that I would want to pick up, but this is all just the stuff that kind of stood out to me the most that I had seen. Is there anything else that's grabbing your fancy?
The one last thing I forgot to mention, we were talking about all the Star Wars and all the Hasbro stuff, is they got a new line that they're releasing called Hyper Real. And the first figure is Vader. It was up for a moment for $50 on Amazon, but since then they've correctly moved the price to $79. It's interesting looking. I just sent you a picture of how they were showing it off at Toy Fair. It's supposed to be like the perfect scale for recreating any kind of pose you want, and like the figure being able to hold the pose. So yeah, this is 8-inch, so it's only a little bit bigger than the current 6-inch Black Series, which go for $20. So you know, it is pricier, but these do come with a lot more accessories. Just looking at the Vader, that there's so many. Vader is the only one they showed off at the convention. I'm trying to find the picture here of what he came with, but I know it was like multiple. Yeah, there it is. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 7 different hands he comes with, as long as the saber lit and unlit. Obviously the cape. It's cool, but considering all the stuff I was just telling you about, the classic collection I do, the Black Series I try to keep up where I can, and all these pops, I'd be hard to dedicate myself to another line. At the most, I think I'd be up for like a figure or two here or there, probably Fett, Boba Fett, or Rey at the most for me, especially at that price point of $80. It's a little steep, but I see kind of what they're going for. It's their attempt at making something like as nice as Sideshow and Hot Toys and these companies that sell like these $150, $200, $300 figures, and they're trying to give you something like that for $80. So I get what they're going for, and they're, you know, they're saying, hey, it's only 80. I get that, but still, it's kind of a big commitment to shell out another $80 per figure like that. I don't know. What do you think about this line, Miz?
I would need to see him, but like I said, you know me, I wouldn't take it out of the box. So I don't know. I would need to see them. The pictures look cool, but I would need to see them.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, for a minute, Amazon had it up for the wrong price of 50, which Amazon, when they do that, like I said, they did that with the Ghostbusters Venkman set. They honor the lower price. If it's on them, they honor it. They don't switch it out on you. So, but yeah, that was the only one I wanted to make sure that I mentioned was the Hyper Real line.
Really quick before we get out of here, Mattel dropped some new WWE. I believe this is their Elite line. This Ronda Rousey one looks cool. I believe she comes with, if I'm right, three different heads, as well as the Roddy Piper leather jacket that she wears. So that's pretty cool. I don't know. Is this? I hope these are all just one thing where you can take the arms off and add the leather jacket arms and switch the heads and everything. That would be right. Cool. If not, oh well. Like I said, I wouldn't take it out of the box anyway. But I do want to pick that one up. I do like this Roman Reigns one. That's a new one. If you guys remember, he's kind of out of commission right now, dealing with his some health issues, but. Hopefully he's coming back soon, because there is rumors that he will be back sooner than later. So as long as he's up for it and he's okay, I just didn't want him to come back and then have to go back out again. So
I know he wants to come back. I listened to his speech and everything when he was in the ring. You sent me that, and it sounds like he definitely wants to be back.
I just want him to be 100%, not like 70 or 60%. Oh, I'm all right. I can do it, and then just go back out. I'd want him to be 100%. I want him to feel better, and released by the doctors. Not just the WWE doctors, because those, I don't know, man. Those guys kind of just go ahead, put a band-aid on it, and get out there.
Ken Jeong thing I sent you from this special. Yeah. He's like, if any of you've seen that, that was actually one of the funniest parts of the special. He's like, they asked him to be on Wrestling Cena, and he's like, okay, wrestling's fake. I'm an actor. I'm fake, so it should be fine. He said Cena threw him out, and the five guys that were supposed to catch him didn't. And he's like, wrestling is real.
I need to watch the whole thing. This next one I'm really excited for, the Ultimate Warrior. He's got numerous figures out there, but this one looks pretty sweet. He's got his big duster that he wore, and how it looked in real life. It looked all spray painted up, so it's got that one. This is Warrior on it, and it looks like the Grim Reaper's on the back, and it looks like there's going to be two different heads that come with him. I like the one that's on him. The other head you can put on him, it's like, it's usually after he wrestles when he's sweaty and all that. It does his war paint just, it comes off, because that's just the way it is when you're wrestling around and being all sweaty. So that looks like the paint is all coming off of his face. But I like the design on his face, so I'm sure that will be the main one on the figure. So I will most likely, out of everything that I've talked about, Ultimate Warrior, of course, you know, I'm going to pick that one up. There's a ton of other things that are coming out. WWE and Mattel, they put out so much. They announced the ones at Toy Fair, and then when San Diego Comic-Con comes up, if you go to the Mattel booth, you see that they got a ton more of stuff coming out. And if you go to the panel, the Mattel WWE panel, they also do tell us what's coming and everything before all the wrestlers come out and hype us all up and everything. So that's cool. But as far as everything else at the New York Toy Fair, there's tons of other things there. But we kind of just went over the stuff that we were excited for. So, I mean, if we didn't tickle your fancy with anything that we mentioned, Just look up Toy Fair, New York Toy Fair 2019, and just...
Yeah, you'll find it. There's so many sites out there. Obviously, I mainly deal with Star Wars ones, Yak Face, Rebel Scum. Rebel Scum's got some other affiliate site where they deal with all other toy lines, so I can't remember the name of it right off the top of my head, but yeah, it's worth looking into. As far as WWE, though, real quick, I wanted to jump in. They need to make a Samoa Joe pop for me. You got any Joes in your collection?
Nah, he's all right. I mean, he's
yeah. Have you seen him at a collecting panel?
No, he's not. Okay. The ones I've been to, he's never been there.
Okay.
The last one, when we went, Matt Hardy, AJ Styles, Becky Lynch.
Was it New Day at one of them you went to?
That was a couple years before.
Oh, okay. Was that one cool? Were they like,
oh, yeah, man.
When they were?
Yeah, when they came out, they hyped everyone up. That was when their Bootio cereal came out, because they were there, out, yeah. And they were throwing cereal, handfuls of cereal out into the crowd. Kofi Kingston gave me a handful. At the end of the panel, I ran up there and got pictures with all three of them. So that was awesome. I was so hyped about that.
That's cool.
He was pouring cereal out, and he poured a handful, and I ate it. Really quick, speaking of Kofi Kingston, if you guys watched the Elimination Chamber that happened last night in Houston, Texas, it was an awesome show. But Kofi Kingston got robbed. I was mad. Everybody was hyped, and the whole crowd, they wanted him to win. Daniel Bryan is still the WWE champion, or the new Daniel Bryan is what he's calling himself now. I just love every time he goes heel and changes everything. He even changed the I can't remember what he called it. His new belt is made out of hemp and everything. So it's his big thing is recycling and all. I can't remember what he calls it. The new something something Earth Equality belt, or I don't know, something stupid like that. But I mean, it looks cool and everything, and I'm surprised they don't sell replicas of it yet. Most likely they will. But I do like the turquoise inlay that's on some of it. But if you guys have no idea what I'm talking about, and if you don't know what it is and you want to see, just look up Daniel Bryan's new Earth Equality belt. I don't know. I can't remember what it's called. It's something stupid like that. But his big thing is recycling, because when he comes out and you see the names up on the screens when they come out, when his name flips around, the green recycling arrows are up there. So
he's a recycling villain.
I guess that's the new Daniel Bryan is what. But anyway, the guys that were in the Elimination Chamber, Daniel Bryan, Jeff Hardy, AJ Styles, Randy Orton, and Kofi Kingston, and Samoa Joe. Daniel Bryan and Samoa Joe started the actual match. The other four were in the pods. I was more going for Jeff Hardy. For some reason, I didn't think Kofi Kingston was going to have a chance, but they were hyping him up pretty big during the gauntlet matches and everything that led up to Elimination Chamber. And Kofi Kingston, he's an amazing performer. I can't say anything bad about him. But myself and the rest of the WWE universe that was there, I wasn't there, I was at home. But I'm just saying, we all wanted Kofi to win. That when he did so much, that they all went super hard. And shout out to all the girls too. Or I'm sorry, not girls, the women's division and Elimination Chamber, that started the whole thing out. They went super hard from beginning to end. Even the stupid Iconics went hard, but I wanted the Riot Squad to win, but they didn't win. This was no surprise. The boss, Sasha Banks. Sasha Banks.
And the hugger?
Yeah.
That's who I picked.
Sasha Banks and Bayley ended up winning.
That's who I picked.
There was no doubt about, you knew they were gonna win. Of course they were, because this was the first time that they this was the first time there's been a women's division tag team champion. So they're the very first ones. They made history. You knew it was gonna be them. They've already had the belts before, so I thought it was stupid. I think it would have been right to give it to some of the other performers that were amazing. But Nia Jax and Tamina, they, when they came in there, they destroyed everybody, but they ended up losing anyway. But anyway, back to Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan. They were the final two ones in there, and they went super hard, both of them. Daniel Bryan went hard from beginning to end, but we wanted Kofi Kingston to win. It would have been such an amazing historical event. First of all, it would have been Kofi Kingston's first time winning the belt. So we were all hoping, and the pins went back and forth. They were both kicking out. I wanted him to win, but for some reason I knew they weren't going to drop the belt that night anyway, not right before WrestleMania. Nobody dropped the belts. Well, what's the tag team guys did? The Miz and Shane O'Mac, they're not the SmackDown tag team champs, the Usos are, but they've already been champs before. It was an emotional thing at the very end. After Daniel Bryan won, they were just super tired. It was like they had to have help to get out of there. Daniel Bryan won. He got out. Kofi Kingston still stayed in there. And the New Day, they came running out to help him and just to check on him because he was tired. They kind of helped him get up. And everybody was in there hooting and hollering and screaming for him, saying, "Kofi, thank you, Kofi," and stuff like that. I mean, it would have been nice. It would have been so awesome that if he would have won, because I wanted him to win. I love Daniel Bryan. I'm not hating on him, but I wanted Kofi to win. I wanted his time to shine. Hopefully, maybe this is will step him up to for the guys in the back to go, you know what? Hey, we need to give him. He's been in the company for so long. Surprised he never. He's been tag team champs and all that, but I wanted him to have the main belt, man. That would have been awesome, especially at this. But I do understand they're not going to drop it right before WrestleMania. So.
Yeah.
Kofi.
Well, that makes you want it even more for WrestleMania, right?
I think it's going to be Daniel Bryan and who's the guy that won Royal Rumble? I can't remember.
Samoa Joe.
No. I don't know. I'm sorry, everyone. I forgot already. But whoever wins that always goes to the basically main events, has a title shot at WrestleMania. So whoever won, I don't remember who won, but. Yeah, Kofi Kingston, man, if you're listening, man, dude, you showed so much heart and so much class at the end. Everybody cheered for him and everything. It was a little emotional, man. It would have been more emotional if he had won. But like I said, I do understand why he didn't win. And I know all you guys, all wrestling's fake. You get in there and do what they do and let me know if it's fake or not. I want to see you get thrown to a table. I want to see you get body slammed, much less in the ring or outside of the ring, and tell me how fake that feels.
I love that in that joke that Ken Jeong said, "I'm an actor, I'm fake."
Wrestling's real. But all right, everyone, I went off on my wrestling tangent at the end, but it's all right, man. I was just a little mad still. But overall, man, everything we've talked about, collectors, I'm sure you guys have all seen stuff that you wanted and the stuff you heard what we want. So there's a lot of stuff out there. But then again, don't live beyond your means. Get what you want. But don't.
It's hard not to sometimes. Don't you gotta have it.
Don't go broke searching for what you want. It'll always be there. There's only two things mainly that I want in this. I do want the Jaws stuff, but I want the Friday 13 NECA as well as the Halloween one, and we'll see from there on. But as far as that, we will be back later this week with a regular show. My throat is feeling a little bit better. I can still feel it. It does hurt, and it's starting to burn now. So we're going to bring this to a close. So, everyone, thank you so much for listening. And go back and listen to our Anchor stuff. Zisu just dropped his NBA check-in. Yeah. So do listen to that.
New show. And,
yep. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
I'm out of here, so you can close this out.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. Have fun. Be safe. Keep collecting.